time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
The Gospel for September 9th, the 23rd Sunday in Ordinary Time, comes from St. Luke's Gospel in the 15th chapter. This is the story of the prodigal son, or as we should probably call him, the story of the indulgent father. The man is really quite insanely good. He has these two miserable, rotten sons, and he loves them beyond all reason. The one who leaves home is not only a spendthrift and a lecher, he is a faker, a phony, and a liar. He has no interest in his father's love, only in his own comfort. He plans to return to his father, feed him a cock and bull story about his sorrow, then collect the good life that he so foolishly left behind. The young man has been playing these games all his life. Yet the father embraces him and cuts short his dishonest plea for pardon. The other son is mean, narrow, rigid, resentful, as ungenerous as his father is generous. But the father loves him too and promises him all his professions. As we ponder the story, we wonder why the father puts up with either of these unsavory characters. The answer, he loves them both. He loves them so much that his behavior is crazy by human standards. Any human father who has so spoiled his children would be dismissed as daft. But that's the way that God loves us. The indulgent father in Jesus' parable represents God. Once upon a time, there was a mother who had twins where her next oldest was a senior in high school. She was surprised, as you might imagine, but happy. She loved all her children. The twins were so cute and so lively that she figured they'd keep her young. Alas for her, the twins were monsters. They fought with one another, they fought with other children, they lied, they stole, they broke things deliberately. Whenever they outnumbered another child, they beat up on the child and then told their mother that the other kid started the fight. They never studied in school, they tormented all their teachers, they were mean and nasty to their parents and every other adult they encountered, including their older brothers and sisters. They started drinking in sixth grade and smoking pot in eighth grade. Their mother and father did their best, but they simply could not control the two adorable but vicious little hellions. Neither could anybody else. The summer they were 14, they stole their father's Benz and destroyed it totally. They ended up in the hospital where they made life miserable for the nurses and the doctors. The parish priest suggested to her mother that she send them off to boarding school. He thought they should go to a place which had barbed wire and cut glass on their walls. But no, the mother said, I would miss them so much if they weren't home with me. Why, asked the priest, because I am their mother and I love them. And that's the way it is with God and us.
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's A-G-R-E-E-L-E-Y.com.